a fit setting for a World War I movie. There were whole regiments of British artillery on the island, firing in support of the 101st. This meant that island battles were artillery duels, in which the main role of the infantry was to be prepared to hurl back any assault by the German ground troops, and to serve as forward artillery observers. Patrols went out every night to scout and to maintain contact with the enemy. For the most part, however, Easy and the other companies in the 101st sat there and took it, just as their fathers had done in 1918. A man's inability to do anything about the artillery fire added to the widespread, overwhelming feeling of frustration. But of course it was not 1918. On the island, the men of Easy first saw jet airplanes in action. They watched vapors from the V-2s, the world's first medium-range ballistic missile, as they passed overhead on the way to London. Still, as had been true of soldiers on the Western Front in 1914 through 1917, they fought without tank support, as a tank was much too conspicuous a target on the island. The rations added to the sense that Easy was in a World War I movie rather than a real 1944 battle. The company drew its rations from the British, and they were awful. The British 14-in-1s, according to Corporal Gordon, will support life, but not morale. Bully beef and heavy Yorkshire pudding were particularly hated, as was the oxtail soup, characterized as grease with bones floating in it. Most men took to throwing everything in the 14-in-1s into a single large pot, adding whatever vegetables they could scrounge from the countryside and making a sort of stew out of it. Fortunately, there was fresh fruit in abundance, mainly apples and pears. Cows that desperately needed milking were relieved of the contents of their bulging udders, and that helped. But there was no coffee, and the men quickly tired of tea. Worst of all were the English cigarettes. Corporal Rod Bain described them as a small portion of tobacco and an ungodly amount of straw. Best of all was the daily British rum ration. Next best was finding German rations. The hard biscuits were like concrete, but the canned meat and tubes of Limburger cheese were tasty and nutritious. As had been true of the villages of France on both sides of the line on the Western Front, 1914 through 1918, the civilian residents of the island were evacuated.